this time. Down the rise
of the bloody end. Letty Martinez.
Letty, hi. My beautiful daughter.
Half Mexican and Salvi. The perfect girl from Cali.
She's an impressionable human being trying to do right.
See, fantasy is what people want, but reality is what they need.
Yeah, they love you because you're such a hip-hop head, and they love that. We love that. Everybody loves that.
I'm glad you really get it like that. She's a genius. Genius.
Give it up for Letty, please.
Aquí les van drogas.
Yay! Dios es mi droga.
Man, I just have to say how thankful I am right now. This year has been a great year for my radio career, and I'm not even on a radio station. And it's big for me. It's big for me because radio is such a big part of my heart, and it goes beyond being on it. It goes beyond the perks. It goes beyond the popularity. I was loving this shit since I was a little girl, dreaming about doing it. And I got the chance to do it as I grew up. What I found out, as many of us do when we enter our passions or when we enter a relationship, because I honestly feel like radio is one of the biggest, longest, most toxic relationships I've had in my life, is things are not always what they seem. And just like a toxic relationship, there comes a time where you have to decide, are you going to stay in something at the cost of your happiness? To put it like Lauryn Hill says on Miseducation, what you want might make you cry, and what you need might pass you by. If you don't catch it, then what you need, ironically, will turn out what you want to be if you just let it. That album is about a relationship, but when I listen to that album, I think about radio a lot. Because since I was a little girl, like I said, I wanted it, I loved it, my intentions were pure, I gave it all my energy, and still that wasn't enough. Because what I found out later is the radio business and the radio art form are two different things. And the radio business as an industry, as a control system, was not letting me and the art form truly be what we could be, like reach our full potential and do it in a free way without ulterior motives, without conforming. And I'm not saying conforming in the way where you know you're gonna split your time. You know you're gonna probably be poor for a lot of it because it is not a well-paying gig at the beginning. You know you're gonna forego moments that you would rather be sleeping or having fun or sleeping or spending with your family. I'm not talking about that conforming or that sacrifice. I'm talking about morality. I'm talking about integrity. I'm talking about, like in, I have metaphors for everything, like in Little Mermaid, when Ursula gives Ariel what she wants. She wants to be human, right? But what did it cost her? It cost her her voice. That's how I felt. Like, I got it, but it came at the expense of who I am. And I've said this before, and sometimes it's worth it for people. It's worth it to go through it as long as you have what you want. But I'm not with internally suffering. I'm not with forcibly being shut up. I'm not with being reprimanded, looked down on, cornered for who I am. Because at the end of the day, you, like, God looks at you by intention. In the Bible, it says, and I'm probably getting this fucked up, but that God sees and speaks directly to and from your heart. He sees your intentions. He sees why you do what you do. As long as that's in the right place, your works have validity. Your works have divine support. And your works, even if man discredits it, God is proud of it. Now, say all of that to say, this is just my experience. And in the future, I'll further delve into situations in radio. But honestly, it is a great opportunity if that's what you want. But it is not a great opportunity if you are operating with the intention to be authentic. Because whatever it is, you'll never be 100 if you're on the radio. Because of course, you have to go by their rules. You have to go by radio's best interest. Radio is a business. Radio has its own motivations, and that's selling, right? And it's fine. But that's something that I had to learn. It's not the business. It's the art form that I love. And I think that's what God showed me with the podcast. Because when he had me step away, I didn't understand it. Well, I understood it because there were times, there were moments where I would be on air and I would be like, what I'm doing has no purpose. Dude, like, all I'm doing is selling the next song or selling a blog post to go click on, or these tickets we're giving away. And granted, that's cool, but something inside me just has a purpose more than that. I would sneak in like little sayings about God or facts about hip hop, but you can only do so much. And I just knew, like, okay, there has to be a better way for me to get the message that I feel I have to give, right? And call it difficult to work with, call it bad apple, diva, whatever it may be. I've always been rebellious my whole life. If you ask me to jump, I'm gonna say why. And I understand this. That's why I have no hard feelings. Like, I really have no hard feelings with radio, but I'm also empowered. I'm empowered knowing that I can do this with my purpose without conforming, straight from myself to listener. Because at the end of the day, I'm successful because I get to talk to you. I get to talk to you intimately, uncensored, and still get the recognition from the audience on my opinion and artists on my way of art. That's why I'm thankful to Cole. He could have had freaking Angie Martinez do like a little radio spot on his Kevin's Heart video. Colin Scott, the director of the music video, hit me up to do it. Lupe could have had anybody do it, and he hit me up. And that's beautiful to me. Those are confirmations from God, like, girl, this ain't over for you. And what's more dope is that I saw, and this is something that I preach to people, by all means, work at these stations. If you're hitting me up for, or if you're listening to me and you want to be on radio, or if you're listening to me and want to be in any industry with big names, and whether it be labels or brands, by all means do it, by all means pursue it. But also know that your conformity can keep you from standing out, but you standing out and being 100% you can take you places that conforming will never. And again, not to discredit it, I love radio. It's fun to do, but it's also so beautiful when you can do it and not be hindered by other people's judgment of your craft. It's your craft. Being able to communicate, being able to express yourself, being able to, with my stuff, dissect lyrics, be enthusiastic, be passionate about hip hop. That priceless. It's just really cool, man. It's and if I'm never on the radio again, I've been able to touch people enough to still follow me and respect my opinion on music because I love this. Look, on my end with radio, I felt like, okay, I get to talk about hip hop. I get to talk to hip hop artists and genuinely love it. And I even would get shit. Like, honestly, my beefs in radio were with dudes that didn't like how much I knew. I remember a dude telling me, like, I kissed ass, like, to every artist. And it's like, dog, shouldn't you be a fucking fan of the people that you interview? Who's out here interviewing people they don't like? And then I think of things like Mac passing, right? Mac passed knowing how much I fucked with his music. Cole knows what his music did for my life. Lupe knows how important him and his music are to me. And at the end of the day, I would prefer that over being someone that's unimpressed by everything. Because that's like the life a lot of journalists and personalities are in. It's like, oh, I'm unimpressed. This is not this. This is not that. This is blah, blah, blah. Nah, love it if you love it. Be enthusiastic about it if you're enthusiastic about it. And this is definitely a rant episode about what's going on in my life, but I really want to push it to you and whatever you're going through in your life. Dog, yes, there are rules in every workplace. I'm not saying don't follow the rules. What I am saying is that if it costs you too much, and what I mean by too much is not time, is not money, is not like the blood, sweat, and tears type stuff. I understand that's part of the game. If it costs you too much of your soul, of your integrity, of your heart, of your morality, there's another way. And I see it now. I see it with the way that I'm able to talk to you. You don't understand how much I wanted to say this when I was on air. Like, this is why I did it. This exactly right here. No, my audience isn't as big as the population of LA, but my audience is listening. And I appreciate you. That's why I called this Down to Ride, because that means that you listening right now is proof enough that you're down for me, dude. And I'm down right back. And whatever we're doing right now, if we're driving in the whip, if we're at the gym, if we're at work, if we're at home, we're here together. And God, I see you. Like, I see you. It's just further confirmation that the decision you had me make wasn't a loss. Lupe, if you ever hear this, I'm probably going to text you too, but if you ever hear this, I appreciate you so much. Like, the countless conversations we've had, and you've always taught me, and I've always been open to your point of view and your perspective. And I'm not even saying that they don't recognize it or don't acknowledge it, but even if the world were not to acknowledge or recognize your talent and your actual contributions, I do. Cole, oh my gosh, I don't even know, I'm crying. It's just, motherfuckers will have you think that you ain't shit. And I'm telling you, it's like a relationship. There'll be a relationship where your partner will make you think like, you ain't shit without me. You ain't gonna do shit without me. But all it takes is you walking out, getting over the fire, because yes, it's gonna be painful, but coming out on the other side, and then no matter what they do, they can never have back at you. They can never have you shackled. They can never make you suffer in the same manner that they did before. And it's crazy because I feel liberated, dog. Like, I feel so liberated. Because for a long time, I felt like something was wrong with me. I felt like something was wrong with me because I couldn't make this bitch that didn't like me. And my boss was like, dog, why don't she like you? Something's wrong with you. I felt like something was wrong with me because I wouldn't just stay quiet when I felt something was unfair. I felt like something was wrong with me because I knew how much effort, how much work, how much love I put into everything that I did. And I was still told, you're not doing it right. And that fucks someone up when you know in your heart that you are. It'll twist you. It's fucking unnatural. It's not okay. And that, again, that fucks up your mental. And I would rather walk away and save whatever fucking mental state I had than to stay in something and suffer internally, but do it because at least I'm in it. You know, Cole showed me that. I got let go of Power 106 in LA. And before that, I was told, I've said this before, but before that, I was told people only fuck with you because you're affiliated to the radio station. Whether it wasn't spoken directly, it was definitely implied. Like, that's why people fuck with you. And there's even a thing that Big Boy shared when he left Power, that you're told in 2 weeks the listener forgets about you, right? So you have these things and you're locked in and you're out of fear that you might be forgotten or out of fear that you won't be accepted. And it sucked because I knew, dog, my intentions were good. That one oldie, the I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Like that shit, like I feel that shit. And sometimes I wish I didn't feel that shit because that would mean that I would be accepted and understood and part of the crowd. But this is even beyond that. But when you're told things like that, it'll have you staying in situations you wouldn't regularly. That's why I'm saying it's unnatural. You're defying your own body and mental's signs and directions to go. But after that situation and Ibrahim and Dreamville and Cole reached out and they were like, hey, we're looking to do this, are you down? And it wasn't like, oh, you don't work with them anymore, like, damn, like, we can't mess with you. On the contrary, and you see that and you find out what you were told to keep you in a shitty toxic situation, or when you were in that shitty toxic situation, turns out to be a lie. Once you find that out, once that hold breaks, there's an empowerment. There's a freedom that you will never be locked down for the same reasons again, right? And even then, getting back into radio, beautiful experience. Radio is a beautiful experience, but the radio business can drain you, especially if you're passionate. And especially if you don't find a way to compartmentalize that passion or compartmentalize the morality. I'm just a person where I can't look the other way on myself. And I don't even know what the lesson of this is, honestly. And I'm not trying to stop anybody from pursuing if they have a radio dream. But this is for the people who feel like right now they are under these heavy, detrimental to self type of circumstances. Feel like they're misunderstood. Feel like their heart's in it, the intention's right, but for some reason other people don't see it. They don't want to see it, or they don't want to see it from you. For you, I say, one, talk to God. Whether you haven't talked to him ever or rarely, or don't think you're qualified to talk to him because you've done some fuck shit, talk to him. Ask for guidance and it'll come. And then follow that, because you're gonna feel like you're on that ledge by yourself. But follow that, dude. If you give God the chance to show up in your life, he'll show up. Sometimes it feels like shit's taking longer than usual when you're doing it on your own. Sometimes it feels like it's not coming with the same impact, or it's not coming with the same reach. But look inside. Sometimes I gotta remind myself, like when I get to like second guessing, I gotta remind myself, like, dude, remember how you used to feel? Inside was fucked up. Inside was rotting. Check your insides now. It's slower, but you're whole. You ain't reaching all the people you used to, but the people that you are reaching are getting you full. It's not you watered down. It's just a full fucking concentrate of you. And do it with God, man. Like, this is the thing. And, like, this is what I have personally with my relationship, right? And even when we, like, front on God, like, man, I'm not putting it in his hands. He hasn't been there for me. He doesn't know what I want. It won't come fast enough. Look at the motherfuckers whose hands you do put your heart in. And look what happened. Like, even if it's a last resort to give it to God, give it to God. I did that with my relationship. I did that with my life. I did that with my career. And it's in the best hands it can be. I'm protected. I'm empowered. I'm redeemed. That's the biggest feeling that I have. I have a feeling of redemption. And if anything, it's just the example that I want to set for people that feel like I do. If you don't, if you're good, if your situation's right, if you know how to play the game, if you don't mind the cost of which your situation is tolling on you, by all means, keep on. But you, my misunderstood brother, or sister, give it to God, man. And just fucking be, we're creators. Like, when they say God made us in his image, like, what is he? A creator. What are you? A creator. Create. Create with no bounds, right? No one tells me what subject I'm talking about. No one tells me how long I gotta talk about it. No one tells me I can't say this, I can't say that. I'm just free to paint. I'm free to just let it out. And at the end of it all, whether you like the picture or you don't, it's all me. And this episode was about me. But I really want it to be about you too. So if I could help you, I'm here for it. I'd have cried. Yes. Fuck. Like a little bitch. But that's between me and you. We tighter now. Okay. Talk to you again soon.